It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine is based on a lot of supply and access. Get enough shots in as many arms as possible. And many health experts say communication is just as important, especially in communities of color. Surveys show Black Americans are more hesitant than white Americans to get the vaccine. A coalition of healthcare professionals launched a new video campaign today to address this hesitancy, and it features Bay Area comedian and CNN host W. Kamau Bell.
I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. I've seen a lot of misinformation online. I understand why Black folks are nervous about the vaccine. I understand why intelligent, well-educated, thoughtful Black folks are nervous about the vaccine. I have also done my research. I have my trusted sources, so I am not nervous about the vaccine, and I want to be a part of getting our people vaccinated and healthy.
The new campaign is called The Conversation Between Us About Us, and it aims to give Black communities only the facts about the COVID-19 vaccine. And we could listen to more of it, but W. Kamau Bell is joining us live to talk about it right now. Good morning. Good morning. Are you
good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this campaign. The videos are informative, but also really funny because of you. But what is it about? Is it about building trust in the vaccine?
Yes. I mean, I think, as we know, we live in a misinformation era. A lot of that is due to our ex-president. But also, you know, the history of Black folks in this country is that this country has earned our distrust. So it makes sense that a lot of Black people of all shapes, sizes, levels, shades would be distrustful of the vaccine. So this Between Us For Us is about getting Black folks, Black faces, Black doctors, nurses, researchers to talk about the vaccine.
And these are really comprehensive videos. I mean, they get into everything from safety to effectiveness to the health of children. How do you see this adding to the larger COVID response?
Well, this is not talking about the COVID vaccine and talking about why Black folks, some Black folks don't trust it. It's not a 2-minute video. It's not a 5-minute video. You really have to talk. You have to really take into the history of the medical industry in this country, the history of the government, and how Black folks have felt like we've been at the blunt end of that, of all those things. So it's not something that is done easily, and it's not something that you want to take lightly. So there was talk early on to make a funny video, but then it very clearly became like, no, we need to actually do the real work of putting real information out there.
Well, what I really appreciate about the campaign, and we're going to put a link out there, is how you weave in out you weave in and out yourself in between medical professionals of color giving very, very credible facts. Sometimes you are a very, very intelligent person sort of moving things along, but sometimes you're willing to say something really idiotic, like the fact that you get your information from dark corners of the internet that haven't been vetted. I thought that was hilarious, but I'm curious, like, as you did your research, how this campaign helped you, like what the topics or questions that came from this campaign that helped you research the vaccine?
I mean, for me, it's the fact that it's not just one doctor. They could have very easily gotten, like, we got the leading Black doctor to talk about this or the leading Black scientist. But the fact that it is many, many, many Black faces and also of different age groups and the way they talk and how they look. So it's like you get the feeling that, like, this is not something that one person is telling you. This is something the community is telling you. And I think when you talk to the community, you need the community to talk back. I think a lot of times we trust one voice, and then slowly people start to tear that one voice down. But this is the thing I think is so great about these videos, and there's 50 videos and they're adding more all the time, is that it is a lot of different doctors, nurses, and researchers.
Yes, and then in one sequence, you see several of these doctors say they have either gotten the vaccine or are anxiously awaiting to get it. Was that really, really important, you think, for Black people to see Black medical professionals getting this vaccine themselves?
Yes, I think there's a lot of this. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why Black people don't trust this vaccine is that the government has told us that we shouldn't trust the medical industry through things like the Tuskegee experiment.
Right.
So I think it's important to see Black people not just saying you should get it. It's important to see Black people saying I want to get it too, or I already got it.
This pandemic has worsened racial disparities. As you note, Black Americans have one of the highest COVID death rates. How has that made you think about the idea of an information gap between the accurate science and all the noise that's out there on the internet?
I mean, let's be clear. It's not just Black folks who are dealing with the fact that there's an information gap. We live in maybe the biggest information gap since the middle age right now. So I think it is important for those of us who are in positions of privilege, who have that blue check mark on Twitter, to really pass the mic to people that we say, these are the vetted sources. These are the people who you should really be listening to. And I think it's important to form relationships with those people. Like, I think the problem is a lot of people hadn't heard of a lot of these doctors until now. But now, hopefully, as we go forward, these will be the sources you turn to when the next pandemic hits. And of course, and apparently there will be another pandemic, but maybe we'll handle it better because we'll have relationships with these doctors and nurses and researchers.
So we've been in lockdown in California for almost a year now. How are you thinking about the months and years ahead? What do you think is going to stick with us?
I mean, I've said early on that I think I was done shaking hands. I mean, there's been research that said that flu season has been easier this year. So I think I'm a person who's like, some of this stuff won't ever go away, but I will be able to live my life freer once I get the vaccine.
All right. W. Kamau Bell, comedian in the Bay Area, host of United Shades of America on CNN, also part of a new campaign geared towards Black folks aiming to dispel misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.